Today, markets are still peeking into infinite uncertainty as rules are broken. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, where the latest post covering finance and property news. This is our weekly market update, where we start in the US, cross to Europe and Asia, and end in Australia, covering commodities and crypto along the way. This week, markets were bullish, with the MSCI Global Index up 1.7% across the week and up 0.3% just on Friday, and even the European Stoxx 600, which fell 0.24% on the final trade near the week, managed another rise of 1.96% across the week for a year-to-date gain of 8.82%. And even Australia's ASX joined the party with a new high and up 0.52% across the week. But why, we should ask? Well, traders seem caught in the Trump announcement blizzard, though some are still asking, is the market about to peak? Did DeepSeek mark the end of the AI bullish cycle? And are tariffs about to slash market gains? And is this the time for a big short type of move? Well, clearly, no one knows, despite all the opinions out there among the talking heads. And frankly, if you're running your investments chasing recent headlines, you'll probably be in for a rude awakening when the market suddenly flips on its head, as it will do at some point, because valuations don't support current levels, period. But meanwhile, rules are being broken. In the US, the fabled soft landing is morphing into a no landing as the 100 basis points worth of interest rate cuts from the Federal Reserve boosts the US economy and keeps inflation sticky. Further, Fed rate cuts are rapidly being priced out for the rest of the year, with just one more expected in December. Some economists are even muttering darkly about the possibility of a rate rise if Donald Trump makes good on his moving feast of tariff threats. The latest of these would see the US place reciprocal tariffs on any country that currently taxes US goods. Although Trump is targeting every trading partner of the US with these latest measures, aiming to replicate any tariff or non-tariff charges imposed on US goods, it could be months before the details are finalized. So markets have interpreted Trump's tariff announcements as just another negotiating tactic rather than a major escalation of a trade war. Trump's nominee for Commerce Secretary flagged April the 1st as the likely timeline for the studies on the individual levers each country would be charged to be ready, April the 1st. And Trump also said on Friday that he plans to impose tariffs on imported cars around April the 2nd. Actually, faster inflation in the US could end up being a blessing in disguise for financial markets because it could force President Donald Trump to opt for smaller trade tariffs. That's according to Bank of America's Michael Harnett. While it's too early to predict which way negotiations with major trading partners such as the European Union, the UK and Japan will go, investors seem to be betting that Trump won't do anything to jeopardize the US economy or to fuel inflation. Among the meta tech stocks, the sudden arrival of Chinese AI challenger DeepSeek has raised concerns about the consensus belief that the Magnificent Seven, Apple, Nvidia, Microsoft, Amazon, Alphabet, and Meta Platforms and Tesla will be the biggest winners from the AI arms race. In the last month, most of these companies have confirmed their commitments to huge AI investments, including around $325 billion this year. That's just across Meta, Microsoft, Amazon, and Alphabet. But doubts about returns on those investments just won't go away. The problem, said Jared Woodard, head of Bank of America's Research Investment Committee, is that those tech giants are priced for perpetual motion when it comes to earnings. Analysts expect their earnings will grow at a compound annual growth rate of 17% over the next 5 years. But with no signs of a killer AI app arriving anytime soon and no tricked-up Google searches and souped-up personal assistants are not going to cut it. Investors are already questioning the Magnificent Seven's near-term outlooks. In the past 2 months, profit growth forecasts for most of the cohort have been cut for the March quarter including by 25% for Tesla, 4% for Apple, and 3% for Amazon, with the exception of Meta, whose shares have been on a tear. The group has failed to outperform the S&P 500 to date, with most in the red. The US dollar started the week on a strong footing after Trump announced the 25% tariffs on steel and aluminium imported to the US and signals his intention for reciprocal tariffs on every nation that imposes duties on the US. The dollar index, though, fell to a nine-week low later in the week. It was down on Friday 0.35% to 106.72. Then, while testifying before Congress, Fed Chair Jerome Powell reiterated the message that the Fed is in no rush to further lower interest rates, given an economy that is strong overall, with low unemployment and inflation that remains above the Fed's 2% target. While on Wednesday, the US CPI data revealed that inflation was stickier than expected in January, allowing for some further strength. Inflation in America is far from being under control, but hopes that the PCI inflation number due out at the end of the month will be much softer than the CPI and the PPI reports. By the way, the US producer prices rose more than expected too in January. They're feeding the risk appetite that is slowly strengthening over the week. Even though the greenback pulled back on Thursday and Friday, all of those developments came on top of a strong non-farm payroll report for January, and thus prompted investors to price in only 30 basis points worth of rate reductions over the year, a more hawkish view than the Fed's own predictions of 50 basis points. In other words, traders are fully pricing in only one quarter point cut by December. The yield on the 10-year US Treasury note fell to 4.477%, while the 2-year was down to 4.263%, but both still significantly signalling higher rates ahead than expected just a few months back. The S&P 500 ended flat near its record high at 6,144.55, ahead of a 3-day weekend with President's Day on Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.37%, while the Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.41%. The small caps Russell was at 225.97. The Volatility Index was down 2.19% to 14.77. That's a one-month low. Meta Platforms extended its rally at 1.1% after Bloomberg reported the company was making a significant investment in AI-powered humanoid robotics. The shares have risen nearly 23% this year, lifting its market capitalization to $1.86 trillion. Nvidia rose 2.6%, Apple gained 1.3%, and Airbnb surged 14.4% after it reported better than expected quarterly profit as customers booked more nights on its platform. The US dollar tracked against the euro on Friday as a delay in the introduction of trade tariffs planned by US President Donald Trump raised hopes that they may not be as bad as feared, while optimism about a peace deal between Russia and Ukraine helped the single currency rally. The euro rose 0.32% to 1.0491, and it actually got as high as 1.0514. That's the highest since January the 27th, with a weekly gain of 1.7%. Japanese yen strengthened 0.37% against the greenback to 152.31 per dollar and is on track for a weekly loss of more than 1.23%. Gold futures for April delivery was down to 2,900.7 from recent highs, and elsewhere in commodities trading, crude oil for delivery in March fell 0.88% to $70.74, while the April Brent crude contract fell 0.47% to trade at $74.64 a barrel. European stock markets edged mostly lower on Friday, with investors taking profits at the end of a positive week, although strong gains from luxury group Hermès helped the French market outperform. The luxury goods index was among top sectorial gainers, up 0.4%, while the CAC 40 was up 0.18% as investors paused following four successive sessions of gains. The Pan-European Stoxx 600 index settled down by 0.3% after closing the previous four sessions at record highs, but the benchmark index logged gains for its eighth straight week. That's the longest streak of weekly gains since the first quarter of 2024, outperforming its Wall Street peers as investors cheered better than expected European companies' earnings. Goldman Sachs raise its 12-month price forecast for the Stoxx 600 index, citing factors such as a lower risk premium, reduced energy prices, improved consumer confidence, and stronger economic growth as the key drivers. Speculation in the media about a peace deal with Ukraine has grown rapidly, and betting market odds of a ceasefire this year have risen to 70%, Goldman strategist led by Sharon Bell said. Germany's DAX led the way higher, hitting a record high on Thursday and registered a gain of almost 4% this week as investors are breathing a sigh of relief following President Trump's delay of the reciprocal tariffs on the US trade partners, including the European Union, until the beginning of April. We all love Europe, love the countries in Europe, but the European Union has been absolutely brutal on trade, Trump added. The EU has been very nasty and they haven't treated us properly. The European Commission said it would react firmly and immediately to any tariffs. In terms of retaliation, the EU is in a very difficult position though, because of the fact that they're very exposed to automobiles and luxury goods. If you had to pick a couple of relatively insulated sectors, maybe financials, especially banks, and also industrials that have exposure to electronics and semiconductors. Among laggards, healthcare stocks lost 1.5%, dragged down by a 5.2% fall in Fresenius Medical Care after US peer dialysis DaVita projected annual profits below estimates. Interpump slumped 16.3% after the Italian high-pressure pump maker reported a 49% fall in annual core profit. And also in the spotlight on Friday was the Munich Security Conference as the major Western powers met to discuss the future of Ukraine and peace talks with Russia. The summit comes just days after President Trump announced that Russia and Ukraine had agreed to start peace talks, with the summit likely to discuss what conditions and compromises Moscow and Kiev are likely to demand as part of those negotiations. There is still a long way to go, but the mere fact that talks are commencing has been reflected in the pricing of European assets. A resolution to the conflict could remove war-related costs, especially in the energy sector, while reducing uncertainty and potentially boosting business confidence, an outlook that would be particularly beneficial for Europe's largest economies, but of course it's a long way from being resolved yet. The Eurozone economy actually grew by slightly faster than anticipated, though, in the last quarter of 2024, growing by just 0.1%. That was above the previous estimate, which would have shown stagnation. Compared with a year earlier, the economy expanded by 0.9%, the same as the previous quarter, but a modest expansion from earlier quarters. The European Central Bank has lowered borrowing costs 5 times since June last year and is expected to ease monetary policy a few more times this year in an attempt to stimulate its fragile economy. Growth in the UK also came in a tad stronger in the final quarter of 2024, up 0.1% rather than a fall of 0.1% that was expected. The Bank of England reduced their future growth forecast, of course, so risks from stagflation remain. The FTSE was down 0.37% on Friday, but was still around 7% higher year to date. NatWest stocks fell almost 4%, despite the UK lender reporting a bigger than expected profit for 2024 and hiked dividends. The UK government cut its stake in the bank again, prompting the lender to say that it was confident that it will fully return to private ownership this year. Most Asian stocks moved in a flat to low range on Friday amid growing concerns over increased US trade tariffs and sticky inflation, while an artificial intelligence-fueled rally in Chinese stocks powered on. US President Donald Trump tasked his economic team on Thursday with devising plans for reciprocal tariffs on every country taxing US imports, with potential targets including South Korea, China, Japan, and the European Union. China's Shanghai Shenzhen CSI 300 and Shanghai Composite Indices moved in a flat to low range, although the CSI 300 was trading up 2.2% since the middle of January, while Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index was up 13.5% over the same period. And on the day, Hong Kong's Hang Seng soared 1.6%, and it remains close to a four-month high. Gains were fueled chiefly by sustained buying into heavyweight tech stocks, as the release of DeepSeek R1 in late January fueled renewed optimism in China's AI capabilities. Morgan Stanley analyst says that DeepSeek has helped shore up sentiment towards Chinese markets, especially the blue chip A shares. But they warn that lingering weaknesses in other aspects of the country, especially a rampant disinflation trend, has caused a divergence between tech and non-tech sectors. Other Asian markets were less upbeat. Japan's Nikkei 225 and Topic indices fell 0.5 and 0.1% respectively, as local exporters were pressurized by a sharp overnight recovery in the yen. South Korea's Kospi added 0.4% on persistent gains into tech stocks. South Korea will thoroughly review non-tariff barriers and other vulnerabilities to respond to a US plan to introduce reciprocal tariffs, the country's acting president said on Friday. Economists have said the pact could help mitigate the country's exposure to reciprocal tariffs threatened by Trump, with the benchmark Kospi rising more than 3% this week to its highest level since late October. India's Nifty 50 was down 2.68% across the week as investors digested mixed signals from a meeting between Trump and Prime Minister Narendra Modi. While Modi and Trump flagged plans for greater trade, defence and policy cooperation, Trump still chided India's steep duties on US imports, which could attract greater reciprocal tariffs. Australia's ASX 200 rose 0.5% to a record high of 8,615.20 on gains across most heavyweight sectors. Local stocks were boosted by growing confidence that the RBA will cut interest rates by 25 basis points at a meeting next week and kick off a shallow easing cycle on concerns over a slowing Australian economy, though it's not a done deal as core inflation remains well above the central bank's target of 2-3% after government support for households pushed inflation down at a cost ahead of the upcoming election. The RBA will also release new economic forecasts with an updated statement on monetary policy. And on Friday, RBA Governor Michelle Bullock will appear before the House of Representatives Standing Committee on Economics in Canberra, and she'll of course also hold a press conference on Tuesday. Australian stocks were also boosted by gains in major mining stocks as traders bet that tropical cyclone Zelia, which is set to hit key mining regions in the country, will disrupt supplies, pushing up commodity prices. 8 of the 11 sectors finished in the green. Woolworths gained 1.8% to $30.79, and Treasury Wine Estates jumped 3% to $10.83. Traders took profits in CBA after the number one lender claimed a fresh peak on Thursday following its strong results. Its shares closed 0.8% lower to $165.44. Other banks also drifted lower as we continue to see some pressure on net interest margins, and we ponder the question of bad debts ahead. Cochlear and AMP posted some of the biggest losses, with Cochlear down 13.7% to $262.73, its lowest since November 2023, after the company downgraded its full-year profit forecast. AMP halved its dividend, sending its shares plummeting 14.9% to $1.49. In commodities, iron ore prices were above $106 a ton on news a severe cyclone was approaching Australia's Port Hedland, the nation's biggest iron ore export port. Equities manager GQG rose 3% to $2.44 after doubling its net inflows in the half year to December 31, boosting funds under management, which rose by more than a quarter to $153 billion. In other corporate news, Mirvac jumped 5.5% to $2.11 on signs demand for its new residential housing developments was accelerating. And WAM Capital advanced 3.4% to $1.67 after the listed investment company said that it paid a 7.75 cents interim dividend and outperformed the ASX All Ordinaries Accumulation Index by 8 percentage points in the December half. So Australian shares have shrugged off fears around US reciprocal tariffs and that minor sell-off in CBA. The ASX was up 0.5% this week, and the Australian dollar notched a two-month high of 63.53 cents against the greenback and 50.47 cents against the UK pound. But one factor in play is that the Australian share market is poised for another record year of company buybacks as boards face mounting pressures from shareholders to maximise returns. Last year, 47 companies in the ASX 200 bought back $14 billion worth of stock, a record number of companies and total value. That compares to just 13 companies buying back $2.8 of stock in 2016. GrainCorp this week unveiled a on-market buyback of up to $50 million, and Suncorp announced a $4.1 billion capital return, which involves a share consolidation. That'll be treated like a buyback because it reduces the number of outstanding shares in proportion to the amount of capital returned. Buybacks involve a company repurchasing some of its stock from existing shareholders, reducing the number of shares on issue. This typically boosts returns because profits can be spread across fewer shares. Next week, Australia will release quarterly wage price data on Wednesday and jobs data on Thursday. NAB is forecasting a 15,000 increase in jobs and a 4.1% jobless rate, which of course is well below what the RBA was expecting to see. In terms of corporate Australia, reporting seasons reset at a higher level, with, among other results, expected from BlueScope Steel, SEEK, James Hardie, Rio Tinto, Fortescue, Magellan, Tabcorp, Transurban and Wesfarmers. Not to be outdone, across the ditch, the Reserve Bank of New Zealand's policymakers will meet on Wednesday, and they're expected to approve a third straight 50 basis point cut in the official cash rate there. In crypto, Bitcoin was still muddling around the sub 100,000 US level and was last at 97,576. Blockchain analytics firm Chainalysis said the rise of pig butchering scams and the increasing use of generative artificial intelligence likely lifted revenues from crypto scams to a record high in 2024. Pig butchering scams, where perpetrators cultivate relationships with individuals and convince them to participate in fraudulent schemes, increased nearly 40% in 2024 from the previous year, the firm estimated in a report published on Thursday. Revenue in 2024 from crypto scams was at least $9.9 billion, although the figure could rise to a record high of $12.4 billion once more data becomes available, it said. Worse, Gen AI technology could potentially exponentially scale crypto scams, they said. Crypto fraud and scams have continued to increase in sophistication. The company pointed to marketplaces that support pig butchering operations and the use of generative AI as factors make it easier and cheaper for scammers to expand operations. The company, which tracks publicly available transaction data on the blockchain to identify scam revenue, said crypto fraud activity grew 24% each year on average since 2020. Cryptocurrencies, most notably Bitcoin, have soared in price and popularity over the past few years as investors chase banner returns and interest in blockchain technology soared. The sector has jumped significantly since US President Donald Trump's victory in the November election on hopes of an easier regulatory environment. And other particularly lucrative scams include crypto drainers, where scammers pose as blockchain projects and take control of victims' crypto wallets, and high-yield investment scams that promise outsized returns, according to Chainalysis. In January 2024, a crypto drainer posed as the US Securities and Exchange Commission after the regulator's X account was compromised. Cryptocurrency ATMs have also been key hotspots for scams, according to Chainalysis, with perpetrators often impersonating government officials or customer support agents to convince victims to deposit cash into their machines. Now, standing back, I cannot underscore enough the risks out there more broadly at the moment, despite markets still singing the "She'll Be Right" song loud enough to drown out the doubters. But the data does point somewhere very different. So the question is, if and when will reality dawn? I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.